This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning. A feel-good Friday. A Valentine's Day Friday. And Aaron Rodgers is officially gone Friday. What the hell are the Jets going to do next Friday? So it is the first non-football Friday, but of course those are going to be some storylines, spring training, all of that good stuff, basketball, hockey, everything in February. Everything is just gearing up for a huge March in April and May around here. You could just feel it in your bones, Boomer. Good morning. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Gio. I'm so happy to be
and
here.
And thanks for
you.
That box of chocolate you left in my office. That was very, very nice.
Just don't eat it all one day.
I know. I had one before the show. I'll have one after the show and bring the home rest to the girls. So thank you. I mean, it was really for them. I appreciate it.
Yes, it was. Thanks. Thanks for bringing up hockey because last night was great. And I'm wearing a jersey again today.
I didn't really bring up hockey. I said all of the sports.
I actually slept in the jersey last night.
Did you? That's why it stinks?
It doesn't really stink.
Yeah, it smells like old, musty man.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Both Maggie and Allie just said, man, you smell good this morning.
Well, maybe it's the pheromones that the women like the old musty man.
I think it was more the the aftershave. But anyway, I don't care. It doesn't matter. We won last night, and there's going to be a huge game Saturday, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock between Canada and USA. Canadians booed the American national anthem. I don't blame them. I really don't. I can understand why they would do that. But once they become the 51st state, they'll know how to stand in respect for it. So not worried about that at all. But that was some game last night by the Americans.
Nobody cares what you just said, and you won't get it through your big fat head. Just remember what all your pals said. Nobody cares about hockey. Nobody cares about hockey.
Except for those of us who are really passionate about it and appreciate the guys playing hard last night, even though
that was the real Randy Newman, by the way. Not a lot of people know that he was the real Randy Newman. So Izzo did his version, and then we sent it to Randy Newman, and he actually recorded one for us, which was so nice and free of charge, too, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. So I will say, though, that the Aaron Rodgers saga is finally over. It is finally over, and unfortunately for Aaron, it didn't work out the way that he wanted it to, and certainly it didn't work out for me the way that I wanted it to. It didn't work out for Brett Favre the way that he wanted it to. I think Vinny had a modicum of success here and then blew out his Achilles. I mean, and this brings me to the Giants and whether or not they are really actively trying to acquire Matthew Stafford. I mean, the point being is, look, guys, it's great, and I know that the guys want to win, and I know he's a great player, but you're talking about a 37-year-old that's looking for a contract extension. Does it really, truly make sense?
Ton of stuff.
Does it? I mean,
I like the idea, actually.
I do.
I mean, again, how much is he going to want? You know, how is that going to impact your salary cap? I think he's a really good player. You're going down the road of a 37-year-old quarterback, paying him north of $40 million a year, which is what it's going to take, to me, just does not sound like, if you want to win next year, maybe I guess you could get a, maybe get a wild card depending on the draft and maybe some other free agents you're able to acquire. But I mean, I just think like if you, I see Matthew Stafford like in Vegas. I don't know why I see that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see him in a lot of places, and I'm not worried about like he just turned 37, so it's not like he's going to be 38 when the season starts.
When I turned 37, that was old. I remember reading like when I was 35, 36, and 37. Well, you know, I was 35, he's 36, you know, so he's getting up there in age. Like, and now 37 is like the new 27.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. More like the early 30s, because you have guys like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady that have played into their 40s. You know, when Aaron Rodgers was 36, 37, he was still winning MVPs. And then the Jets acquired him when he was 40, 41, which is, it's different than 37 and 36. And I it's not a realistic thing, in my opinion, unless the Giants are the only team that wants to give him the contract extension, because I don't think that he's going to want to be a part of the Giants. They've been terrible for so long. Does he really want to take on that type of rebuild at this stage of his career? If the money is right, maybe. But there will be another team, whether it's the Rams, the Raiders, the Steelers. Somebody will give him the contract he wants. It's in a better situation than the Giants are.
I agree with that. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, Brian Daboll's offense. What kind of offense does he like to run?
Well, he does like to have a mobile quarterback.
He likes to have an RPO offense.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what he did with, of course, Josh Allen. That's what he tried to do with Daniel Jones. You know, he was also trying to do that, you know, last year a little bit with the guys he had. But I don't know. I just, to me, as much as I understand why the Giants would consider it, if in fact they are considering it, I would understand that, because the fan base would, I think it's probably split 50-50 that maybe you can do it and maybe you can win immediately. But let's just take a look at the division that you're in and look at the quarterbacks that you're playing. So you got Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, and Jalen Hurts. So now you're going to add a 37-year-old quarterback who may have the may get a few injuries. And, you know, it's just, you're talking about older players and you're talking about paying them a lot of money. It's one thing if you're getting Matthew Stafford $1.5 million. I'm all for that.
Well, like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I would be all for that.
Yeah.
100% all for that. If that's the alternative and that's your stopgap guy, and then you got another guy in a hopper, then I'm talking about, like, I can live with that.
All right.
But
so
if you have to trade for a guy, and that trade includes a high second round pick, and then you got to pay the guy, that's a whole nother set of circumstances that maybe the Giants would want to do that, because they would think that would make them immediately competitive.
Well, yes. You know what I love about us on this Valentine's Day?
What?
I love that there are times where I'll say something and you'll put it in a different way. And I go, you know, when you put it that way, I can understand. And I feel like when I do that, you go, you know, like with the Bill Belichick girlfriend thing and showing up with all the rings, you're like, I don't know why he's doing that. And he said, it's a big F you to the owners. And you're like, you know what? When you put it that way, I understand. So we're not too prideful in those situations.
No, we defer to the other guy.
Exactly. So I'm going to try to do that here. And hopefully you say, you know, when you put it that way, I understand. Doesn't mean you would agree with the Giants, but this is why I think they're seriously considering it. Two reasons. And one is a scenario that you brought up a couple months ago when the season was ending and going into next year and keeping Daboll in chain. All right, what happens if you draft a rookie quarterback? You got a stopgap guy that stinks. You're 1-7 again. What do you think is going to happen?
They're going to fire the guys.
Exactly.
And then that rookie quarterback, whoever it is going to have to start over with a new team, yes.
Okay. And
I
then,
mean, a new coaching staff.
Right. And not only that, I mean, you're thinking Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are like, I got to somehow keep my job. And if they don't think that Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders is going to be Jaden Daniels in year one, then they're like, we're just basically walking the plank right now. It's a matter of time. And then also, you know, we could say what we want about the Giants and the Saquon thing being dead, even though it gets brought up everywhere nationally, you know, whether it's Jimmy Fallon or whatever stupid late night show that they're on. talking about the Giants thing, there is more pressure than ever on this regime than any other regime since Tom Coughlin, in my opinion, to not suck and be the embarrassment of the NFL next year. So when you tell me, look at the division, what are you going to bring this guy in here? Yes, because we can't compete any other way. Because what's the other option? We draft a quarterback and hope that he's Jaden Daniels, which the chances of that are slim with those two guys especially, because we've talked about how they're not that next caliber. Or you bring in a stopgap guy that's worse than Matthew Stafford, and then you're just keeping the seat warm for a guy who's going to have growing pains, and then you're fired at the end of next year. So Matthew Stafford to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll is a life preserver.
Yes, is a savior.
So that's why they would do it.
But if I'm the owner again, I'm like, you know, do we want to go down this road with a guy that really has no ties at all to our team? We have to trade for him. And it's probably be a second round and maybe a conditional pick next year, depending on how well it goes here.
Well, then I go into Joe Shane's office, and if John Mara's like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay the guy. It's too old. I saw what happened with the Jets. That's a similar thing. I don't want to do it. Then I would say to John Mara, if I'm Joe Shane, candidly, okay, are you going to stand by us when we go through this growing pains with this young quarterback? Are you going to stand by us, or are you going to be embarrassed again with a 1-7, 2-8 start, and then we're done at the end of the year?
Who was the guy that went from the Washington Nationals to the Angels?
Anthony Rendon.
Anthony Rendon. Okay. So the Anthony Rendon contract, which was a mammoth contract, people were shocked that he got the contract that he got, basically has negatively impacted all the guys trying to line up now at that same age getting those contracts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was written by one of the baseball writers, and it made a lot of sense to me how it negatively impacted, Pete Alonso's negotiations and all these guys that now are in their 30s expecting 6-7 year deals, and they just didn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's looking at that Anthony Rendon contract going, man, what a mess that was. Here's my other side of this whole thing is that you are going to hamstring your salary cap to a certain extent, depending on what kind of money you would have to give somebody like Matthew Stafford. And you're also, going to be losing a very valuable draft pick, of course.
It wouldn't be their first round.
And what happens if that team goes, 7-10 next year, which is just as likely with Matthew? I don't know. As much as I admire him, like him, appreciate him, know that he can throw in any conditions, to me it seems like going to Vegas would make a little bit more sense for me for him. Because that, that's another division where you're looking at the quarterbacks and you're looking at the coaches and you're going, oh my God, this is going to be, you got Harbaugh and you got Herbert out here. You got Reed and you got Mahomes out here. I mean, you got Bo Nix and Sean Payton out here.
Yeah, well, but also, Matthew Stafford and Kelly Stafford made it clear in her comments, they got their Super Bowl. They spent many years in Detroit as losers on that team, went to L.A., they got their Super Bowl. Right now, what is important to him is the contract. So I don't think that he's necessarily going to look at these teams and say, what's the best place to win? He's going to say, which team is going to pay me the money that I want to get paid? Because I've got this is my last contract. And the team, they're going to say, hey, I'll give you 37, 38, 39. You pay me like one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and I'll give you that performance to end the career. So that's really what's, and by the way, prior to Aaron Rodgers, there had been a lot of examples of top-level quarterbacks going to other teams and having success. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre was 8-3 here, got hurt, went down the tubes, but then went to Minnesota, took him to the championship game. It was a 12-4 team. He had one of his best seasons. So there's a lot of examples of that. Aaron Rodgers came to the Jets, got caught in the Jets quagmire, and then drowned in the quicksand.
Well,
he
didn't help himself either.
But. Yeah, so
I mean, you have you have Matthew Stafford, who's made $365 million in his career. And maybe this is the last bite of the apple for him. So maybe it's like a 3-year, $120 million contract that will give him, he'll be the richest guy in the history of the league up to this point, with the amount of money that he has pocketed and has made. And this is, when I when they were in the middle of the season and they were talking about Matthew Stafford, I told you he was going to want a new contract at the end of the year. And the question is, are the Rams going to want to put up with this whole thing again? And I told you about the off-the-field stuff with his wife. You know, they're not happy about any of that crap either. Like, you know, they have taken care of him. They paid him a lot of money. He helped them win a Super Bowl, okay? You know, we're not erecting a statue of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to erect the statue of anybody, it's going to be Aaron Donald because he's going to be our Hall of Fame player.
Damn right.
And I think that, you know, Matthew Stafford would be a Hall of Fame player, but you got to take into account a lot of his games and most of his games came in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I you know, the whole thing with, you know, when you get Matthew, you get the whole package now that you're going to have to deal with if you're a coach.
Yeah, but it's
and
not.
They don't like that. I'm telling you, they don't like that stuff.
Well, I know they don't, but it's also, you know, if they get what they want from the contract, then, you know, you're not going to hear from Kelly Stafford as much. You know, I didn't hear a peep from her until this offseason when they weren't getting what they wanted when it came to a contract. They also posted something else on Instagram, like, you know, whatever the future holds or something. So this is all contract driven.
Yeah, it's all passive aggressive, right. Contract driven.
Yeah, that's what it is. So maybe if you get the contract, it won't be. And we're fresh off of Aaron Rodgers here, where nothing feels like a distraction compared to that. You know, so I'm not.
Oh, Matthew won't be that.
No.
You know, certainly Matthew wouldn't be that type of. That wouldn't be the situation. No, that's a whole total different situation. And no matter how you look at why they released Aaron Rodgers, I think we all know the reasons.
Yeah, and this is also a reason why. See, this is when you're John Mara and you keep these guys. And then you do the press conference that he did at the end of the season where he goes, I have to be a lot happier now, next year at this time, to be able to keep these guys. And I know this isn't popular in Giants land and all of these things, which is just basically like, hey, firing squad, get ready. And then Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are like, well, how in the hell are we going to win if we're going with a rookie quarterback when we got this guillotine over our head? So it's John Mara's the one who's putting the pressure on them to win, and they're looking around the league like, how in the hell am I supposed to do this?
You see the Giants are putting up 10% of the stake of the Giants for sale.
I was thinking, are you interested?
No, I would need like $600 million to do that, and then Tisch's would get $300 million, and the Mara's would get $300 million.
Okay.
All tax-free.
Because I know that you would love to be a part of an ownership group. You've talked about, you know, running a team and...
I have never talked about that.
You said your number one dream job for you would be the president of the Rangers. So this would be like the president of the Giants in a way. You'd have ownership stake and influence what's going on in a premier franchise in the NFL.
They don't play on ice.
Well, okay, but it's football. You're a football guy.
Yeah, I'm a football guy.
Football guy. Yeah, New York football guy. Think about the stories that would be written.
So the question really is why are they trying to sell 10% of the team? They want to pocket some Do-Re-Mi for themselves, or... Are they going to use this money to pay off some other, you know, maybe acquire a guy, get some fresh dough in there, and have some cash on hand to be, you know, paying some people.
Cash, give me cash.
Yeah. Well, now since you painted the scenario to me of what happened with the Wilpons, where they had to divest all of these assets so the kids didn't get murdered with the taxes and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So every time that stuff like this comes up...
And that's plus they got hammered in the Madoff situation.
Right. But every time stuff like this comes up, that's the first thing I say is, oh, these guys are getting old and they're starting to do this stuff so their kids don't get effed by the system.
Yeah, I would think that you know, once you pass 70, you're starting to figure out how to pass on these assets without having to pay the death tax.
So you really think that there could be a possibility that they would be selling 10% of the team to have some money to be able to pay a guy like Matthew Stafford up front?
Well, I mean, the things that
Woody Johnson did with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, like a bonus would be a nice little bonus. And, you know, the NFL passed a law or a rule within the league that you can go out there and acquire or sell 10%. That's how Tom Brady bought 10% of the Las Vegas Raiders, that you can get private equity to buy 10% of your team.
Mm.
And, you know,
he got a full 10%, Brady?
I don't know if he got a full 10%, but he did get
a percentage.
Yeah. And I don't know what the valuation of that team is. I would think the New York Giants, you'd have to look it up in Forbes, maybe $6.5 billion.
Yeah, it's got to be right around there. Easy. Don't normally take a call in the first segment, but I want to take this one because it's on topic here, and that's David in Westchester. What's going on, David?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What's happening, David? What's going on?
Happy Friday. Could not agree with you more, Boomer, on the game last night in Canada. Pissed me the heck off. Anyway, real quick,
you're
on Matthew
the
Stafford.
Don't worry about it. They'll learn the words in a few months, and we'll be fine.
Getting to Stafford, two quick questions. Number one, why do you think Vegas is a better landing spot? I think they're in a similar situation as the Giants are. And number two, I think Stafford has an opt-out, but I'm not 100% sure.
He does have an opt-out. Yeah, that's why the Rams and Sean McVay said after their loss to the Eagles in the playoffs, I want to get this resolved quickly, meaning he knew that Matthew Stafford was going to want a contract extension with the Rams, or they were going to have to trade him and move on.
Yeah, and the reason why Vegas would be more attractive is, one, it's closer to where they are now. Two, it's a no state income tax state. Three, there's a guy like Pete Carroll there who has won championships before. Four, Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator.
Keep going. There's another one.
I said it's no state income tax.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Indoors.
Okay. So there's five reasons for you right there.
Yeah.
That good enough?
There's a lot of great reasons why you'd want to go there. Plus, you know, both are somewhat legacy franchises, I would think.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got Tom Brady there, too, if you're Matthew Stafford.
I mean, the Jets and the Giants right now are just not
radioactive.
They're not a desirable destination for anybody. You're going to have to build through the drafts and then overpay for guys to come here. I mean, those are going to be the two ways to turn it around, because nobody is going to want to play for these two teams the way that they have been the last number of years.
Either that or hit on one of these quarterbacks that turns out to be better than we think they are.
Yes. I mean, that right there is the injection that fixes every franchise. All right, Boomer and Geo on a feel-good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Here's another Valentine's Day tip. Even though it's traditional, try not to buy your girl a box of chocolates in the shape of a heart. Because here's what's going to happen. She's going to say, oh, you shouldn't have got me this whole big box of chocolates. I'm going to get fat. And you'll both have a kind of a giggle. And she'll have one or two of the chocolates right then and there just to show that she appreciates your gift. And then she'll keep the box of chocolates at her house, and occasionally when she walks by that box, she'll pop one of those chocolates in her mouth, and before you know it, the whole heart-shaped box of chocolates is gone. And your girl will have put on a couple extra pounds, and because of that, you're probably not going to be interested in whoopee. It can only hurt a relationship. This has been a Valentine's Day tip from Al Dukes. Go ahead and try it. It really does work.
Attention spans were different when Al recorded that. That was a good, what, 2.5 minutes?
Damn, was that an updated one or is that an old one?
That is what we call a classic, probably, 13, 14
that's
years
an
old.
OG. That's an OG Valentine's Day.
Right. When Al recorded that, a baby was born. Today, they're in high school.
That actually went through a phase of, like, I recorded it and we played it. Then there got a couple years where you... That wasn't nice to play it. Now we're back to that. It's fun to play that again.
All right, yeah. Okay.
It's fun to play your girlfriend's fat. You don't have sex with her anymore.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that
that's
part.
Back
that's
back in vogue. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, you pig.
That was 2008.
2008. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, Jerry is here. What's up, Jerry?
You said 13 years ago. That's 17 years ago. That kid that was born that day is a senior.
A senior in high school.
Oh, my God. We are brought to you by Dr. J. Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. A lot going on, obviously, with the football. The Jets making it official with moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Okay, fine. You guys talked about the Giants putting a limited stake of the team on the market. You've also got a huge day in Philadelphia as they will have a parade for their Super Bowl champion Eagles. And Al brought up in the warm-up show the very cool thing that A.J. Brown did by going to the Children's Hospital with the Lombardi Trophy for a kid who had surgery. So that's kind of neat.
He's starting to become one of my favorite players in the NFL.
I get it.
A kid that he went to go see got injured on that plane crash. He wasn't obviously on the plane. He got hit by debris from the plane after it had crashed. Yeah. Had a brain injury.
But had surgery, came out of it, I guess is doing okay, and A.J. Brown went to see him. I thought that was very cool. In terms of the Eagles, and only because he's near and dear to us to a certain degree, is Saquon Barkley, who's talking everywhere. But this is interesting because I guess after the Super Bowl and the winning and the drinking and the all the interviews, he was talking about the Eagles starting this dynasty now.
Uh-oh.
And so I guess
use that word, man. People don't forget.
He quickly made a U-turn on that one.
I said after the game, why can't our dynasty start now? Probably had a little bit of champagne and other stuff in my system at the time, but you really can't focus on that. You just got to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, because as he realizes now, the grind begins again.
It's hard to win one. You take it in, you enjoy the moment, and you start all over. And it kind of starts all over after Friday.
I believe
what
that
would be interesting. I'm sorry, Jerry. What will be interesting will be the analytics when it comes to him in terms of the amount of rushing attempts that he had this past season and how that impacts him moving forward to next season.
Yeah, and if I were them, after that Super Bowl, I'd be thinking Dynasty 2 because you had two blowouts in the two biggest games of the season.
Championship game and a Super Bowl, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, all true. And part of their Super Bowl championship was Kellen Moore, who is now the head coach of the Saints. A lot of back and forth to New Orleans, as you can imagine, but he ain't going to miss the big parade.
There's been a little bit of travel this week, which is all good. Yeah, so obviously had an opportunity to be here. We'll go back for the parade tomorrow in Philadelphia and then quickly get back here and get going.
And he is thrilled to be in New Orleans.
This place truly is a special place for my family, for the opportunities we've had the last couple weeks to win a Super Bowl in the Caesars Superdome and to now become the head football coach of the New Orleans Saints.
And I guess no commitment in terms of Derek Carr as their quarterback.
Kind of sounds like he's going to keep him, though. The way that he was talking about him yesterday, he didn't really want to get in right. too in deep with all of this. He has to evaluate, obviously. They have the worst salary cap situation in the NFL, by the way.
The Saints do.
Yes, they do. They always do.
They always
for some reason, yes. Mm. But somehow they always figure it out.
Who's their GM out there now?
Same guy that's been there, Mickey Loomis.
Yeah. So it's his problem.
He's still there?
Yeah, he's still there, yeah.
Wow. Did not know that. This is off the beaten path a little bit, but because they both played football, I'll keep it with the football. Chad and Shannon on the Nightcap podcast.
Yep.
So I guess Chad has been a stickler for making sure the show starts on time.
Okay.
So either last night or the night before that, Chad wasn't there when the show started. He was running late, and Shannon wanted him to know it. And so Chad said, yeah, I was late, but as he tries to give you the reasoning.
Listen to me real quick, Matt. This wasn't my fault. This wasn't my fault. Like, see...
Whose fault was it? You late? It's Ocho. Was Ocho late, or was it the fault late?
All right, you know what? It was Ocho. It was Ocho that was late, right? But there's a reason. There's a reason behind that.
All right. So then he goes on to explain how he had a blind date, and he made the date at 8 p.m., which was 3 hours before the show, and it was close to where he had to be. Should not be an issue. But after the blind date ended, things got a little difficult.
I go outside, huh? They done towed my truck.
Who is they?
Would you believe that? The Alpine Towing.
Oh, so who said where you parked? Were you parked in a no parking zone?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
They would listen. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me tell you why. Now, at Sparrow, they have valet in the front. I pulled up the valet and asked valet how much was it for valet parking. He said $100.
So instead of paying the $100. Yeah. He says he drives two or three blocks and parked illegally, just hoping not to get a ticket. He winds up getting towed. I'm not going to play this clip because it's very long, but he goes on to talk about how they towed the truck. He then got an Uber to go pick up his truck. They said, we'd love to give it to you, but we can't because you've got numerous tickets on it because of the Sun Pass that he didn't realize had a negative balance for months.
So if he pays the $100, none of this happens.
As Shannon did explain to him.
You wouldn't pay $100. Now you're about to have to pay thousands. Now ask yourself again, was that smart?
Whoa. Wait. The toll's only a dollar now. I ain't finna have to pay no thousands.
How many? I guarantee you, first of all, if you over that much and they impound your car, you're in the system. Right.
He's in the system, bro. Because usually that dollar comes with fees. Yeah.
He's in the DMV system now, man.
Have you guys ever gotten your car towed from around here?
Yes, me and Al together.
You did? Oh, really, together? Yes. Yeah, it happened to me once, and it was such a miserable experience going out there and not seeing the car and then figuring it out and then getting an Uber up there.
You got to go over here to the West Side
impound lot.
Yeah, that place is just
$400-something dollars.
On earth, yeah. Oh,
me and Al went there. Remember the woman behind the counter? So she finishes with a guy. So he walks away. I step forward. Dude, it was like a Seinfeld episode. She starts yelling at me. Did I call you up here? I call you up here? No.
Sorry. Yeah, you say, you work for me. You work for me. You're going to stay here and you're going to handle this.
Dude, she scared the hell out of me. Right back up.
Yeah.
That was not easy.
Yeah, right. That's like the closest that I've been to a third world country.
Well, I'll give you another one. Car. Did you ever get towed in Astoria? I had that happen, too.
No, I did not, no.
And I had to go out under the Kosciuszko Bridge. Does that sound right? The tow pound down there?
Yeah, it sounds right, yeah.
I had to get a car, and there was an Uber. I had to get a car service to get me out there to get my car back. That cost me an entire day and a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's just another way to raise some money.
Yes, that was, I did not realize it was 15 feet to the hydrant. I thought it was 10.
Oh, that's being a stickler, pulling you from the hydrant situation. Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people that abuse it and park right 100%. Over the hydrant. Right.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I had my car.
Those guys should be towed. Those people yes. should be towed.
I had my car stolen from the front of my house.
I remember that
in
story.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
And it wound up in the Jersey City impound lot because it got a parking ticket in Jersey City. And then I had to pay not only the ticket, I had to pay to get it out of the impound lot.
I mean, that is.
Wow.
After right there.
Stolen.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, well, at least you got your car back.
I did.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Okay, then. What else? In Tampa, well, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. Max Fried, he's now a Yankee. We know about Marcus Stroman hasn't shown up yet. He's obviously not thrilled. Whatever. Here's Max Fried. He is thrilled to be a Yankee, and his first days as such.
It's been great. I got down here a couple weeks early. Just wanted to get familiar with some of the guys. Haven't played anyone on the roster, so just wanted to get down and get in the swing of things of living in Tampa and, you know, meeting as many people as I can.
It's so funny how you see pitchers and catchers, you get I'm bored with it already.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Like, let's go.
I mean, yeah, before it even started, I think all of us were bored with it. But Marcus Stroman, he's got a contract for this year. It's worth a lot of money. I understand that they're trying to trade him to create some space under the competitive balance tax to maybe bring in another player. But, I mean, go out there and get yourself ready.
Well, he doesn't have to be there until Monday.
That
doesn't
is true.
Have to be there
well,
until Monday.
He did show up, though.
Yeah, he went to his physical, got his physical, but he doesn't have, legitimately, he doesn't have to be there until Monday.
Well, everybody else is there.
Yeah, but so what? He doesn't
what do you mean,
have to,
so what?
I understand. Like,
he's
I,
doing it because he's pissed off.
I understand that, too. And he scrubbed all of his social media, yep. which I think is smart in his case, but yeah.
This guy's been a problem since day one.
Well, he's been a problem for every team that he's been on.
He's a pain in the ass. And he doesn't deserve any sort of leeway with this situation.
Yeah, either. But again, by the CBA rules, he does not have to show up until Monday. That's all I'm saying.
That is all true. And then you were asking yesterday about, we were talking about the great hockey announcers.
Yes.
You know, Bob Wischusen, Brendan Burke,
Kenny Albert. Yes.
Right. So Bob was on the call last night
for
Team USA's blowout win over Finland.
It's going to be the biggest game I've ever played in my career.
Why, here it is.
Gets a return. Orensky shoots. Score! On the rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
That was a crazy goal by Tkachuk there.
Just threw it at the net. See what happened.
Four total
the net
goals
there,
scored in the game by the Tkachuk brothers. And it's 6-1,
yep.
Team USA.
Matthew and Brady, two goals apiece. 6-1 was the final against the Lomboldi scoring as well. Here was Brady Tkachuk afterwards. The U.S. plays Canada tomorrow night.
It's going to be the biggest game that I've ever played in my career. So I'm really looking forward to that. And just, yeah, there's a big buildup to it. And U.S. versus Canada, it's bigger than just the guys on the ice. It's so many people, past, present, and future down the road, that it's just so excited for.
It's one thing as a parent when, like, one of your kids does something really cool like this. Imagine sitting there, you're Keith Tkachuk, and you got both your kids scoring two goals last night.
It's greater than anything he ever accomplished. That's exactly what he's thinking.
Let's not leave Mrs. Tkachuk out of this now.
Nancy.
Well, Nancy. Yes. Nancy Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
This is going to be amazing. I was watching, they had some highlights of Connor McDavid from the other night flying all over the ice. JT Miller, go get him.
Well, that'll be tomorrow night, 8 p.m., I believe.
That will be his job, to stop Connor McDavid. Good luck.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you know when you come over the Williamsburg Bridge and you're coming into work and you're on Kenmare there and then
yes.
you make a right on Bowery? So I'm doing that and I see a long line of what looked like normal adults standing around waiting for something.
Were they waiting to get into a movie shoot or a TV shoot, or were they waiting for something?
So I was confused.
Some store to open up with some new sneakers.
That's what I thought it was going to be, one of these pop-up things. They have these pop-up things. So generally when I say, you know, normal adults, there is what I believe is some sort of methadone clinic that's over there. So generally there's like a lot of tweakers outside and doing some crazy stuff. And it's just very strange. So I'm thinking, like, these people are not methadone clinic people. They're just waiting patiently for something at 4:55 in the morning. So then
donuts
come in into the show. And as I'm leaving and I'm coming down Bowery to go back out of the city.
Yeah, that line was still there.
Still there, and times like 50.
And it's wrapped all the way around the block.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you saw this.
Yes, of course.
Did you know what it was for?
I have no idea.
All right, so I had to figure this out because it was driving me crazy. Why would these people be waiting for hours and hours and hours for something? So I go around the corner and I look and the line ends at Bowery Ballroom. And I go, huh.
The Bowery Ballroom.
The Bowery Ballroom.
Are they signing up for free food and food stamps and getting cell phones?
No.
No. Are they getting a house or a condo or...
No.
They must be applying for something.
No. So I put Bowery Ballroom into Google. I hit Google News. And what pops up? Paul McCartney surprise shows at the Bowery Ballroom. And I was like, damn, that now makes sense.
So they're now all online for tickets.
Yeah, so I guess that they didn't put it out on the internet to buy tickets. And it was just like a surprise thing that popped up. And then everybody lined up. And they were there for hours and hours and hours. Now, as cool as it would be to see Paul McCartney play live, especially in a small venue like that, you know, before he dies, original Beatle, one of the greatest of all time. I there's no way in hell I could be outside in February from 4:55 to at least 10:45.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, and then probably, I don't know how much longer they stood out there.
Yeah, I was looking at the people, and I didn't see a lot of, like, what I would consider young people.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? It was more, I would say, north of 30.
Sure. Yep.
Everybody was bundled up and standing there.
Couple people had chairs.
But I'm just wondering, like, how many tickets are available?
Yeah.
And if you're, like, number 3,000 online, are you getting a ticket? Or is there somebody coming out of the Bowery Ballroom to let people know, like, this is where it ends? And I guess there's probably, you can only buy two per person, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know how they handled it, but there's no doubt that there were people that waited there for hours and hours and hours and did not get a ticket.
Well, if you're one of those people that waited hours and hours and hours and did not get a ticket, you should let us know about your experience. I think that's important.
Yeah, well, it was their choice, though. You know what I'm saying? So Bowery Ballroom capacity, I guess that's what I'm looking for here. The capacity for that place is how many people could fit in the Bowery? Only 600 people can fit in the Bowery Ballroom. That's how, and I'm looking at a picture of it there. I mean, that is small. I mean, that White Eagle Hall is like at least a third, 30% larger than this place.
What about the Paramount?
Oh, the Paramount's much bigger. I mean, the Paramount fits like 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that to see Paul McCartney and that type of thing being one of 600. But there was way more. If you saw what I saw.
That's what I'm saying. There were a hell of a lot more than 600 people sitting there. So the question is, how many shows is he doing? So do you know that, Al? You have any idea?
I do not. This is the first I was hearing of it. Gio's a line situation.
So here we go.
It was ridiculous.
Paul McCartney adds third and final Bowery Ballroom underplay. So
that's a total of 1,800 tickets.
Paul McCartney announced he'll be returning to the 575 capacity ballroom in the Lower East Side on Friday, February 14th. Once again, tickets can only be purchased
tonight.
Yeah. Oh, tickets can only be purchased at the Bowery Ballroom box office. First come, first serve. Oh, listen. How about this? Tickets are only available in physical form with one ticket available per person.
Wow.
One ticket. So there were a lot of people that did not get a chance to get there.
So every ticket is a paper ticket, mm-hmm. a real ticket.
Yeah.
So if you go to sell your ticket on the open market, you got to meet somebody and get some cash.
Some cash. Cash. Give me cash. So
there's no secondary market for these tickets on, like,
yeah, just check StubHub. Nothing,
right?
Huh. So when the box office opens is the time that would be important to know, because by the time that I had passed it, it hadn't opened up yet.
No, I know.
So you think about that. Maybe it opens at noon. So people are there on the line for 8 hours plus outside in February. I mean, listen, it's important. It's Paul McCartney. But that's crazy. Man, oh, man. Would you do that for anybody?
Would I do that for anybody? No.
Box office. Yeah, I know. I mean, I hate to say it.
And to inspire that at the age of 82, 63 years after you first broke on the scene, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's doing he could do the garden and sell the garden out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is like an intimate three-night set that he's doing.
Yeah, and the first one was like completely secret. And then I guess he added a couple more. I don't even know how those first people found out about it. I have no idea. But, yeah.
Maybe he needs a little spending cash.
It said on his social media he announced.
Oh, he did. Okay. The first one. All right. Yeah, I guess I got to start following Paul McCartney.
Man, maybe we should do a show at the Bowery, Boomer and Geo Live at the
Bowery. The Bowery Ballroom? 575, though, man. You know? That's going backwards a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
White Eagle Hall was like 900, I think. Wasn't there like 900 tickets at White Eagle Hall? Less than that?
I think it was less.
Okay. But this place looks a little bit smaller than White Eagle Hall, but similar type venue.
But capacity for White Eagle Hall is, if seating, 400 seating.
Oh, that's
800 standing.
Oh, 800. Okay, all right. That's where I got that number from then. Closer to 900, the 800. And maybe, who knows? Could be in there. Could be in the rotation in 2026. We've already decided on 2025 schedule. It'll be one of those shows. We're not doing a spring edition, unless you'd like to change that, which I don't think you want to.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thoughts? No, don't. That means I have one more left.
Yeah. Wait. One? No.
Yes.
No. One more would not be the case. Because we got this one in 2025. You would have to do a 2026 one.
No.
Why not?
If there's no spring one, right?
Oh, a year from May.
He's going to be out.
That sucks. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to have to do a spring one then, Eddie. Just a sticker on a prayer.
An Eddie retirement party.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yeah. Boomer and Geo Live, tribute to Eddie Scazzeri. There you go. Got the idea already. Done. Bang.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.